Emergency traffic for southbounders on I-15 due to a multiple vehicle crash with injuries at about 1800 South. Two left lanes are blocked, and they're still trying to get crews access to get to these people in the vehicles who are hurt. So do use caution as you're going around. You've got the right lanes open, but we've got stop-and-go delays all the way back to downtown Salt Lake City. Now, once you're past that, you still have lingering slowdowns, Murray through Draper. Len Thomas?
Well, near Tooele, it looks like the crash has gone southbound SR36 at Village Boulevard. They still have a slow drive, though, when you get off I-80 towards Stansbury Park. In Murray, that crash, Winchester Street, that's about 6400 South is affecting both directions at State Street, and you've got that slow traffic on 4500 South westbound from I-15 to Redwood Road. And over the point of the mountain, southbound I-15 is still sluggish down to about 2100 North, and Redwood Road looking, you know, it's just slow there in Utah County from the point, from Main Street and Lehigh to about Lehigh's Main Street. Mark?
Looks like Legacy Parkway still a little bit heavy getting back onto I-15, and I-15 itself still struggles up from Centerville. Worst of the delays right now, Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall, and you have Highway 89 delays continuing up into Fruit Heights, and this looks like fun. KSL Traffic Trooper Ed says new construction, Highway 89 in the Fruit Heights Kaysville area affecting both directions. Lane shifts also as they rip out that median. Don't be fooled by other carpet cleaning companies pretending to use the same technology as Zero Res. They're not the same. Spring carpet cleaning for just $31 per room. Call 288-0 Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.